Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One Word, 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's get it going, baby, on a hump day.
Yes. Oh.
Do people still hump?
Dry, yeah.
Okay.
I asked my wife the other day if she wanted a neck.
Oh, a little necking?
Do people still neck?
Save the neck for me, Clark.
That's right.
Yeah, after they're done macking, they go neck.
Yeah.
And then they get to mucking. It's shock o'clock.
Is necking still a thing, though? Do people still say that?
I don't think so.
Do people still give hickeys?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
When's the last time you... Really?
Well,
you don't have the long hair anymore. You can't hide that little sucker mark behind the Mark Zuckerberg back there behind your neck, my guy.
Oh, they're not just on the neck. All right, let's keep going.
Oh, my God.
One word. All right.
I've been pounded this week.
You got an STD.
One word on the Chiefs' standpoint at the trade deadline.
Underwhelming, obviously. I wanted a defensive tackle. I thought they'd at least go out there and get some guy, you know, to go in there. And then I saw a report on CBS Sports yesterday, which kind of, you know,
CBS
got my dander up a little bit. And it says Jonathan Jones notes that Kansas City might be just as likely or more likely to address those needs in free agency this month when it comes to a running back or defensive tackle. And Mr. Austin Sr. sent that to me on Twitter, and he goes, this can only lead to Christian Wilkins, right? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, nobody says anything about that guy.
I know. So, we haven't heard a peep since all that weird stuff came out before the season.
Nothing. Zero. Nada.
Yeah.
Not a word about that guy. So I guess underwhelmed is the word I'll use because I wanted a defensive tackle. But I also know, as we've talked about, their line of thinking, and their line of thinking makes a lot of sense for me right now.
My one word is boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to see some stuff be done. Your team is 5-4, but trust the guy that's gave you all what you've had the last 10 years, right? Trust Veach. Trust this system. Trust that they're going to turn around. Binkley, I kind of slightly disagree with, says you have a patty cake schedule in the second half. Well, you have Denver on the road, Indianapolis, and Dallas in Dallas on Thanksgiving.
And I don't the
think
Chargers.
It's, and I don't think, and the Denver again. I don't think it's as patty cake as people are saying it is.
No.
So, I mean, I would have loved to see defensive line help. Or maybe there's somewhere, you know, Chris Jones has taken the bye week to reflect and be like, you know what, the reason why this defensive line has been not so good is because I have not been so good.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a, you know, and again, like I said yesterday.
That's a very good assessment by you.
I think the scarlet letter that he has is the fact that that Jacksonville game, he wears that A on his chest. Like, hey, you quit on that play. People are always going to go back to that. They're going to go back to that. They're going to go back to that. They're going to go back to that until they are blue in the face. So maybe this is one of those weeks. Again, Trey Smith with the back injury. You're resting him up. Josh Simmons, back at the facility. He's back. You have your left tackle. Juwan Taylor seems to be fine. So
yeah, hey, that's the news. We didn't get to the Juwan Taylor news from yesterday. According to all, he's fine.
Good.
It's huge. Fine. So, yeah, that's a big deal. That's a major deal, especially as you mentioned, you know, with Josh Simmons coming back as well. So we got our tackles back most likely for the
– You also have your swing tackle back in Jalen Moore.
Exactly.
Hopefully your line's healthier. Hopefully your line is back together. Can get back to that gelling stage because it seemed like right when they gelled, they liquefied with the unfortunate situation. Your defensive line Number 95, he's sitting there for a week and a half doing nothing except drinking water out of a tequila bottle going, man, I've been ass this first
half. He spent $420 on 12 bottles of water. It's not working. That doesn't seem like a good investment right now. But in all honesty, my mother used to tell me, you can do 100 great things. It's the one bad thing you do that everybody remembers. And what have we been talking about with Chris Jones for the last 5 weeks? Quitting in Jacksonville. Because that right there is the photo. If you're going to do a photo of Chris Jones' season so far, it's that photo of him just standing there watching Trevor Lawrence walk into the end zone.
Yeah, go wreck the game against Bo Nix next week, and then we'll maybe shut up.
I mean,
about
the Mets
it.
Still have the photo of Carlos Beltran taking three straight from Adam Wainwright.
Yeah.
I mean, they do, dude. Like, we were really good. Yeah, you remember this? Oh, yep, definitely do.
Best part of the trade deadline is the hypotheticals. This comes from Barstool about a hypothetical trade that the Chiefs should have done with the Browns. Let's take a listen.
The Chiefs trade their entire team to Cleveland. Cleveland gives up their first and second round picks for the next 45 years. What are the odds the Chiefs win it again? You know, winning a Super Bowl is hard. They've already got this team. If you're a real fan, the Chiefs want this.
Yeah,
what has Cleveland ever done with the draft? It gives Cleveland a chance to win a Super Bowl, and the Chiefs, who have already done it with that team, boring.
I love this.
A chance to win forever.
Well, you have to take this deal if you're the Chiefs.
You have to.
Right? It's kind of no question.
But the Browns should do it as well. I think this is the most fair trade possible.
So you're saying, like, who would be on our team? That are we getting the Browns roster back for the Chiefs roster? Because if I'm only getting a first and second round draft pick for the next 40 years, how am I supposed to build a team?
I need a roster.
And you know what? Andy Reid will make that Browns team 11-5. I guarantee it. We saw it here in Kansas City, 2-14. Let Andy Reid have a little magic with that Browns team. They'd be 11-5, 11-6 in no time.
Dylan Gabriel is Alex Smith?
That's
what
right.
The F? Yeah.
Nuts is my word that I'll use for that one. Fun, but nuts.
Very fun.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, obviously, it's hilarious. Classic Barstool conversation. Was that part of my take?
I don't know. I can't remember which Barstool
podcast
that was. I don't
know if that was Dave Katz that we were hearing in the background, a.k.a. Big Cat.
It might have been Big Cat in the back, yes.
But yeah, it's, fictional.
Yes.
Fun, though. I love those kind of conversations.
Week 10 in the NFL. What are you diving down?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you trade the entire Browns team for the entire Chiefs team? Caveat is you're Cleveland. You got to give up your first and second round picks for the next 40 years. So for the next 40 years, the Chiefs get the Browns roster, have two first and second round picks for the next. I don't hate it, you know?
No.
Because if Andy Reid's coaching these guys, they'll be in the playoffs next year.
Exactly. And if Veach is that guy, then
he'll be fine.
Exactly. In 5 years, we'll be back.
And they'll go out and get a quarterback. And they'll find the guy.
I love the part where it's like same team, boring, right? You want a new team. It's so great. One word. Speaking of old and new, some stays the same. Salvador Perez extended. Looks like he'll be a Royal for life. One word on El Capitan, staying in blue.
Perfect. Love it. Absolutely love it. He's going to play for two more years. He's going to finish his career here, be a lifelong Royal. You know, tutor the young kid in Carter Jensen, which is going to be awesome. And I know the organization is excited about that. And looking at that as an Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes type of transition. And that's the best thing about all of this, is that Salvi's willing to be Alex and Carter Jensen's willing to be Patrick Mahomes in all of this, and the two of them for the next 2 years. Let's go, boys.
Yeah, my one word on Salvador Perez is forever. You don't see very often, and I know a lot of people out there that are between the ages of 13 and 39. Salvador Perez is number one. That's their number one favorite Royal. They have the 13 jersey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether it's City Connect, Powder Blue, White, you know, whatever, gray, whatever it is, Salvador Perez enshrined forever in Kansas City. And like I always say, you love to see it. We can dive more into Salvador Perez on the other side and what it means for the Kansas City Royals, plus what it means for baseball. Will we see more of it? I doubt it, but we can hope. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.